Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. On today's show, did you know the state of Michigan owns the blueprints to the now-gone World Trade Center towers? We'll find out how that came to be, and we'll begin our week-long series on the state of higher education in Michigan. But first, to Detroit, where the drama at City Hall just does not end. Mayor Dave Bing had called the City Council back from its holiday recess for a special meeting this afternoon. He wanted to get council to take another vote on a contract for a law firm he wants to hire because the city's council, Crystal Crittenden, opposes key measures the mayor and Governor Snyder say are crucial to keeping the city out of bankruptcy. City Council voted down that measure last week, even though it is a must to getting the state to release $30 million in bond revenue money to the city, money Detroit desperately needs because by next month, the once-proud city could be broke. But was there a meeting, you ask? Well, first came word the mayor would not be attending as he was out of town due to what was called a pressing family matter. Then the meeting ended before it could begin when the city's law department announced that the notice of the meeting was not properly posted. In other words, posting a notice of the meeting in the city-county building on a Sunday did not appear to meet the requirements of the Open Meetings Act because the public was unable to see the meeting notices because the building is closed on Sundays. Are you following this? Well, it's one in a long string of stubborn and debilitating disputes between the mayor and city council, symptomatic of the problems keeping Detroit from pulling itself out of its economic and social miseries. Detroit News editorial director Nolan Finley has been calling out Detroit's leaders for, well, failing to lead. He joins us now. Nolan, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, 6 months after city leaders signed the consent agreement with the state, Detroit is in danger of running out of cash sometime next month. As you look at the big picture, Nolan, who do you feel is more to blame, Mayor Bing or City Council?
At this point, it's City Council. I think the mayor has finally got the message that you have to cooperate, you have to meet the terms of the consent agreement, you have to work with the governor, or this is not going to end well. City Council still is under the illusion that it has power, that it can subvert this consent agreement, and that it can somehow escape the consequences of decades of bad management and continue operating the same way it always has. And I think they're headed for a very rude wake-up call.
Where does that come from, that sense of, I guess, insularity to...
I don't know. I mean, you can pick any number of words, entitlement, incompetence, intransigence. I think they cater to one audience, and that's the public employee unions who fuel their political campaigns. And I think that's the only people they're responsive to at this point.
In the meantime, the people who are living in Detroit's neighborhoods, they just want improved services like streetlights that work and police cars that come when you call for help. And city leaders promised to work together to put reforms in place. So why has so little changed with Mayor Bing's administration?
Well, because they haven't met that promise. They haven't worked together. They haven't been able to do the very basic things that needed to be done. The Bing administration has been too ineffective in implementing strategy. I get the sense that the mayor knows what he needs to do. He just doesn't know how to do it. Council, they have every agenda they're pursuing other than serving the people of Detroit and making sure the people of Detroit have a city they can live in. 1,000 people a month are leaving this city, and they're leaving this city because many places in the city are unfit to live. That's what this mayor and council have not addressed. You go out into some of these neighborhoods, and they're just, even the best neighborhoods have blight in them now, but the worst neighborhoods are unlivable. Some of the worst living conditions in the industrialized West.
And when you think that the city is about to run out of money, and then I was gobsmacked, and I didn't realize that they were on councils on recess until after the new year.
Yeah.
What message does that send to Detroiters and to the rest of the state?
Well, what the message it should send to Governor Snyder is that these are not a good partner. These council members are not a good partner in implementing the very difficult reforms that Detroit needs. And what it should tell the governor is, okay, I've tried, this hasn't worked, now I've just got to take it over. He needs to ask the legislature for a law that sets aside, that replaces Public Act 4, and that would set aside council, set aside the charter, so so that he can get rid of Crystal Crittenden and do what needs to be done in Detroit, or it's going to go bust.
Let's talk a little about Detroit's council, Crystal Crittenden.
Mm-hmm.
It seems amazing to people watching from the outside that the mayor is not able to control basically someone who's a city employee.
Yeah, and then the idiots on the city council let a charter amendment go on the ballot that increased her powers.
Mm.
So now you have an unelected official with a messiah complex who believes she's been called to protect the city from its elected officials. I mean, the council, you know, is so inept and so disgraceful that they're perfectly willing to allow her to subvert their powers because it keeps them from having to make tough decisions.
Mm.
So as long as she's in place, there is going to be no progress, and I think the governor is starting to come to that realization.
And as you have pointed out, the council's probably on a collision course to find out how tough Governor Rick Snyder can really be, right?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to give them the money unless they come along. I think now it's become a point at which he's got to finally bring them to reality.
If you're just joining us, this is Stateside on Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty talking with Detroit News editorial page director Nolan Finley about the crisis of leadership or lack of leadership at City Hall in Detroit. Why do you think, Nolan, there is such resistance within City Hall to anyone from the outside trying to help? Certainly we've seen it with the state, but we hear from business owners who say, hey, I'm trying to set up, you know, business in Detroit, and I get little to no cooperation at best.
You know, that's the Detroit culture. It's been that way always, getting worse now, but a lot of it stems from, you know, the public employee unions and their resistance to any change. And so, you know, it's part of the culture. It's part of the reason why Detroit has been trying to revive and try to have a renaissance for 35 years and has never quite gotten there, even though other cities have. You know, other cities around the country have managed to confront these problems and make some progress, and we never seem to do any better.
Who do you think city leaders are listening to? Who are these folks on council being advised by?
Well, they're listening to the screamers who show up, crazy preachers and the union bosses who show up and scream at meetings.
Hmm.
We did the Detroit News had a survey of Detroit attitudes a few weeks back, and it was quite revelatory. The people of the city want change. They want reform. They want many of the reforms the governor has proposed, and yet they don't seem to be heard at all. Two-thirds of the people we asked, Detroiters, wanted to see Belle Isle run by the state. And yet, council sits on that because a couple of hundred people show up and scream at them every meeting. So it's the screamers they're listening to.
And I'm curious, have you ever had a chance to sit down and have a conversation with Charles Pugh or any of the members of city council?
I've talked to council people quite often. I have.
Yeah.
And when this group first came in, I was very, very encouraged, thought they were going to be different. You know, and it turns out they've, I don't know if they succumb to a broken system or just, were broken themselves when they came in. But the promise of reform that they brought to office with them has not been delivered.
And to think that it's, this, as you say, a couple hundred screamers who show up mm-hmm. seem to be driving the boat is kind of amazing that it's you can't break through that then.
No, and that is the shame. Good council, what we thought were good council people have turned out to be just as bad as the last bunch.
Well, tough love types, including yourself on the pages of the Detroit News, have said enough, let Detroit go bankrupt. Should Governor Snyder do that?
Well, if they will, my first choice would be for him to ask the legislature to give him a law that allows him to take over the city and run it until he gets them to the point where they're back on a sound financial footing.
So basically like an emergency emergency manager type.
A strengthened emergency manager law that allows him to do this. So if we can get that, that would be a preferable solution. If not, I think he's got no choice but let them suffer the consequences of their own bad decision making.
What would that mean for the rest of Michigan if the city
We'd all take a hit. I mean, there's no question about it. I don't know how big a hit. You know, the governor worries that it'll bring down the credit rating of the whole state. Certainly folks like Brooks Patterson in Oakland County fear that it'll bring down their credit rate, his credit rating out there, Oakland County's credit rating. But at some point, you've got to bring people to reality.
Nolan, as you know, from your perch watching the city and writing about it in the pages of the news, do you have any thoughts on these on prospective mayoral candidates? Could a Mike Duggan make a difference in the mayor's office if he were to run and be elected?
I don't know. I mean, there's going to be a lot of candidates. I would hope that the governor makes the next mayoral election moot by putting a strong manager in.
It's tough to watch, and I know that as I've been reading your editorials, I know you're getting more and more exercised about this. I kind of say it's kind of like blowing an editorial gasket. This is something that really you feel deeply in your heart.
Yes, I mean, this is the place where we live and work. It's the center of our region here. We need to do better, and you know, a lot of people invested a lot of time and energy in trying to make it better. And you have a few anchors dragging it down, holding it back.
Nolan Finley, thanks for talking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Nolan Finley is editorial news director at the Detroit News. Now to some folks who are probably not worrying about things like budgets and finances, and that would be the Detroit Tigers. Just announced today, for winning the American League pennant, each Tiger will receive $284,274.50.